from KXCI Studios, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona. We sit and we talk about what they're working on, what their plans are for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Nikolai Pena. Howdy, Nick. How's it going?
Hi, Bridget. It's going well. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Every day there's something new to look forward to. What's going on at the U of A for you these days?
Right now, I'm a senior at the U of A majoring in neuroscience, and I'm working in Dr. Daniela Zarnescu's laboratory to complete my senior thesis. So we use fruit flies to study neurological disease. They are pretty common in neuroscience. They have brains and they have different types of neurons that humans have. So we can use those to study neurological diseases like ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease. We can use the common advantages that come with using fruit flies, like the rapid life cycle. Specifically, their advantages for ALS are that they actually have motor neurons, like these neurons that go from their brain to their muscles that control movements. And motor neurons are what die for reasons we don't understand in ALS patients.
What are you observing right now?
Do these motor neurons exposed to ALS type stress, do they have trouble making new proteins? Proteins do the actual work in cells. So we have a lot of biochemical tools that we can use to measure protein production or protein creation in fly motor neurons. And data from my project is suggesting that it's reduced in the context of our ALS flies compared to just normal healthy flies, specifically in their motor neurons. There's less proteins being created. It's kind of a big mystery what happens in ALS, what causes motor neurons specifically to die. The main thing we know is that there's plaques of a specific protein that build up, and we don't know what those plaques are doing, and we don't know what that specific protein that makes up these plaques, what it does, and if its normal function is impaired, if it is causing these plaques cause some toxic kind of gain of function, if they're doing something new, or if you're just losing some normal function that you normally have. This protein that builds up in ALS patients happens to be important for making new proteins. So if we can figure out how broad the deficit is in the new protein creation and maybe figure out which specific proteins are having trouble getting made, we can find some new avenues for therapeutics. Because there's really no effective therapies out there for ALS. There's a couple that enhance a person's lifespan by a few months, but that's pretty much it. A kind of cool part of my project is that we can look at the creation of new proteins specifically in synapses, and we have techniques where we can actually go in with a big microscope and image newly made proteins that are tagged with a little fluorescent molecule at the synapse. And motor neurons, synapses are super far away from the nucleus where you mainly think proteins are made. So like in humans, you have synapses that can travel several feet from your spinal cord to like your foot. So that synapse is super far away from the nucleus and has to have almost its own way of regulating protein creation.
A synapse, what does it look like?
It's really just a connection between two cells.
Does it look like lightning?
You can see it more indirectly by, you know, sometimes molecules will light up as a neuron fires and you can see just little flashes of light. So it kind of can look like that when you're measuring it kind of indirectly with a microscope. Yeah, just little flashes of light mean a neuron is talking to another cell.
What do you think you're going to do after you graduate?
I'm currently in the process of applying to neuroscience PhD programs. So that's hopefully what I'll be doing this time next year in a graduate program.
That's awesome. Good luck to you, Nick.
Thank you.
Do you ever listen to music?
Yeah, I do. I definitely do. Lately, I've been listening to a lot of Frank Sinatra. It's very calming. He has a very calming voice, and it's very easy to do work with Frank playing in the background. So that's what I've been doing recently. I don't know. I listen to a lot of different types of music. I'm very into hip hop as well. Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Travis Scott.
Those are good selections. It's nice to have easy listening.
Yeah.
To balance out the chaos of the world. It's always good to have something nice to listen to.
For sure it is.
Nikolai, thank you so much for being on Thesis Thursday.
Of course, thank you. I appreciate it.